I'm Mike Schuster in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Important data from the Census Bureau today, the latest U.S. income and poverty figures. As expected, the poverty rate in this country went up last year. But there's a growing sentiment that the way the government calculates its numbers needs to be fixed. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Kai Rizdal. Hi, Kai.
Hi, Mike.
First, what exactly does the Census Bureau say?
Well, as you mentioned, the number of people living in poverty did go up last year to 12.1% of the population. Works out to about 34.5 million people, almost 2 million more people than in 2001. The threshold, by the way, changes depending on age and family size, a whole bunch of things. But one common measure, family of four, if their income was less than $18,244 last year, they were officially below the poverty line. The other thing that happened is that incomes went down about a percent or so on average.
How does the government figure out just what the poverty line is?
Well, you know, that's actually a pretty good story. Turns out there was a lady named Molly Orshansky. She was a statistician for the Social Security Administration back in the 1960s. And one day somebody asked her to come up with some income numbers below which one would be considered poor. She did it. She was never really happy with them, though. And since then, a lot of economists have said pretty much the same thing. Here's one guy we talk to a lot, Jared Bernstein. He's the senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute in Washington.
My view and that of most objective analysts who look at that is that the Orshansky measure lowballs the poverty rate, and so the official measure is biased down by probably as many as 2 or 3 percentage points.
And Mike, if you do the math, 2 or 3 percentage points out of a population of 285 million or so is just a whole lot more people in poverty.
So what's wrong with the data?
Basically, that we're just stuck in the mid-1960s with Molly Orshansky, and I'll let Jared give you the details in just a second, but essentially, no one's been updating the data to reflect the way things are today.
They don't adjust for changes in living standards over time. They essentially assume that living standards are the same now as they were 40 years ago, which of course isn't the case. Nor do they reflect important changes of policy, both in terms of public benefit and taxes.
So here are some specifics. Among the items that are not counted when the government figures poverty numbers, things like food stamps and tax credits for low-income families. On the expense side of the balance sheet, the amount spent on things like child care.
So why doesn't the government just change the measurements?
Well, it's politics, plain and simple. I don't think you'll find an administration out there, Republican or Democratic, that's going to change its analysis to put more people below the poverty line. We will have more, of course, on the census data today from the Marketplace newsroom, as well as the Week on Wall Street.
Kai Rizdal of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Mike.